August 7th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Prayer in the Father's House. Wist ye not that I must be in my Father's house? Luke 2:49, Revised Version. Our Lord's childhood was not immature manhood. Our Lord's childhood as an eternal fact. Am I a wholly innocent child of God by identification with my Lord and Savior? Do I look upon life as being in my Father's house? Is the Son of God living in his Father's house in me? The abiding reality is God, and his order comes through the moments. Am I always in contact with reality, or do I only pray when things have gone wrong, when there is a disturbance in the moments of my life? I have to learn to identify myself with my Lord in Holy Communion in ways some of us have not begun to learn as yet. I must be about my Father's business. Live the moments, every moment, in my Father's house. Narrow it down to your individual circumstances. Are you so identified with the Lord's life that you are simply a child of God, continually talking to him and realizing that all things come from his hands? Is the eternal child in you living in the Father's house? Are the graces of his ministering life working out through you in your home, in your business, in your domestic circle? Have you been wondering why you are going through the things you are? It is not that you have to go through them. It is because of the relation into which the Son of God has come in his Father's providence in your particular sainthood. Let him have his way. Keep in perfect union with him. The vicarious life of our Lord is to become your vital, simple life. The way he worked and lived among men must be the way he lives in you. That's the end of Oswald's text. We tend to look for a way to establish a relationship by being and doing things with or for God. And we tend to spend time in prayer as an exercise in asking for things or requesting things on behalf of others, when prayer is supposed to be constant communication, one seamless, holy conversation with the God whom I love. When my circumstances distract me instead of draw me into that conversation, I cease to nurture the relationship, which tends to worry and anxiety. When I'm truly living a holy, seamless conversation with God, and staying in constant communication with him, then and only then can he be seen by those around me. The circumstances I face have nothing to do with prayer, and praying to be relieved from my circumstances would be an error. Prayer is that continual conversation going through the midst of my circumstances, especially the difficult ones, such that I am undisturbed by the circumstances. It would be as though I keep in mind always that the Master is asleep in my ship while the storm is raging, and the ship cannot sink while the Master's aboard. So I will, rather than fret and fear and worry, I will engage my Master in conversation.